opened one eye slowly and carefully lurched my aching head up off my desk. Oh, bleep. I was dreaming again. A very moist dream. For the third time this week, I'd fallen asleep in front of my computer monitor. I felt like Johnny Dollar, P.I., in the old radio program I used to listen to when I was a kid. Except for the fact that he had an expense account because he worked as a claims investigator for some big insurance company. I have a lot of expenses, but I didn't have any accounts. Every time Johnny walked around a corner, somebody hit him on the back of the head and knocked him out. He spent all of his time trying to figure out who did it and why. Usually it was because of some woman he was mixed up with. You'd think he would have learned to stay away from corners. The bleeping phone was still ringing. My answering machine picked up the call. I heard my cleverly conceived marketing message start to play as I looked foggily at the sign painted on the opaque glass of my office door. The Unexistential Detective Agency of America, TUDAA. We dig up the truth for you. Sam Shovel, proprietor and public dick.
You have reached the telephone answering device of the Unexistential Detective Agency of America. After the bleep, tell us about it. Who is it? What is it? Where is it? When is it? Why is it? If we can dig it, we'll return your call at our earliest inconvenience, the recording said.
I always let the machine get the calls because I figured it was probably just going to be another bill collector or some telemarketing racket calling anyway.
I wish to speak with Mr. Sam Shovel of the Unexistential Detective Agency of America. This is Admiral Wormwood's personal secretary, Ms. Stonesthrow. I may be contacted at 222-345-6789. If my call is not returned before 5 p.m. today, please do not bother to call,
the voice said. I quickly picked up the phone and turned off the machine. Hello? Yes, this is Sam Shovel. How may I be of service? I asked.
Good morning, Mr. Shovel. I chose your number at random from the Yellow Pages directory. Admiral Wormwood requested that I contact a private investigator on his behalf.
I'm not really a private detective. I'll work for anyone who pays me. So I'm really a public detective. Actually, I should have called myself a pubic dick, because it seemed like all the cases I ever worked on had to do with somebody's sexual misadventures. I had a hunch this case wouldn't be any different.
Whatever. Anyway, he asks that you come to see him at Wormwood Estates at your earliest inconvenience. You are familiar with the Admiral, are you not?
She said stiffly. I knew the Admiral by his public reputation as a crazy warmonger with a weakness for women. He'd retired some years back and lived in a big mansion outside of town. I figured that anyone with a weakness for women couldn't be all that crazy. Yeah, I've read a few rumors about him in the newspaper. Why does the Admiral want to see me? If he needs a public investigator, he could have 300 secret servicemen from Naval Intelligence on the case in 5 minutes, I asked.
It is a matter of a highly personal nature. He wishes to employ the services of someone who is completely unknown to handle the matter, and someone of whom no one else could possibly be aware,
she scoffed with dutiful disdain. Their attitude displayed an obvious and amateurish lack of appreciation of the most coveted and highly cultivated quality of a public investigator, total anonymity. Well, in that case, I shall strive to facilitate the Admiral's need to conceal his very high-profile lack of discretion and utter disregard for civilized decorum in the handling of his personal affairs, by maintaining the highest attainable degree of personal invisibility in the execution of whatever covert manipulations may be required to save the Admiral's questionable reputation from exposure to the crass inquiries of the media and from the eyes of law enforcement officials who have not yet already been bribed or coerced into ignoring the matter.
Very well, then, if you must. Be at the Admiral's estate precisely at 3 p.m. this afternoon,
she voice dripped. Great! Marvelous! Terrific! I replied, maintaining an aura of detached conservatism befitting my professional status as an unexistential detective.